Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Singer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox. I think we're having a problem with Terry's mic. See if I can fix it. Are you with us, Terry? Okay, not sure why her mic's not working. But as always, thank you and welcome to Fearless Generations. We are... Let me see. Maybe this is it. Terry,
hello?
Are you with us? There she
hello?
Is. Hi, we can hear you now.
Well, that's good because I was beginning to think you get to do the show all by yourself.
All right, well, take it away.
How are you tonight?
I am all right. How are you doing?
Good, good. So we're had some exciting things this week. We've had lots of graduations and birthdays and opportunities to practice intentions and be able to stay in the moment and just really have some great, great times as a family. So I've been really pleased with our family's ability to stay in the land of intention and not hold each other to expectations. So that's kind of where we've been talking about the last couple of weeks is intentions. And I believe tonight we might have a caller on the phone. Is that correct, Kel?
We do.
Hello.
We do.
Our very loyal
Hi,
listener.
Jay. Great. So Jay is really a great example of someone that's willing to practice the concepts and strategies that we've been talking about in the path to fearlessness. And so intentions are probably one of the best ways to keep ourselves focused on what we want and to have clarity of around our journey. Would you agree, Kelly? I mean, it's really a point of focus and clarity.
Yes, I think that the we get so forgetful or lost in the day-to-day that we can sometimes get caught up in all of the things that happen and we get lost on what it is that we want and the life that we're trying to create for ourselves. And intentions is the number one thing that we can use to remind ourselves what it is that we want to focus on, what it is that we are practicing, and what it is that we want going forward.
Yes, I would agree. And I think for each person as they're on their journey, their fearless journey, that they may take different forms and that there are specificities around intentions. And there's also intentions that are very global or more big ideas. And I think we talked about that a little bit as we were kind of visiting last week with Kara. But it's a good thing to be able, for me, and I know that's not true for everyone, is to write them down. Mm-hmm. And when I write them down, then I can more clearly focus on them, and also then they support me through the day, and then when I write in my journal at night, they're there for me to look at and for me to do some reflection on if I was able to stay true to my intention or if I slipped back into expectations and if I was exhibiting some of those behaviors that indicate that I'm in that land of expectation rather than in the land of intention. So one of the things that I like to talk about when we talk about intentions is the language of intentions, which mm-hmm. helps to, I think, write intentions that are more clear and more concise in terms of those ones that propel you for, you know, forward on a daily basis. And they may serve your more global or overarching intentions. And so what do you think, Kelly? I mean, about the language that we use and how that affects how we're perceived in the world and kind of advertises what we think and believe.
Well, I think our language is very important. We've talked about that through the different steps about how shifting our language into a more positive self-power-oriented kind of languaging is definitely supportive to us in being in freedom. I think with intention, it is necessary to have the appropriate language. Intentions have to be set in the positive. They have to be what you have power and control over, and they have to be something that makes you feel uplifted when you read. And so I think that that's very important when you're writing your intention, that your languaging, your vocabulary words that you use are all ones that support you in creating not only that life that you want, but that mental, that shifts that mental break that you might be needing as well. Breaks that that cycle of negative talk that you're dealing with, or the negative feelings or associations with that expectation that you're trying to shift from. The vocabulary and the languaging really needs to help you with that shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I really like the way you said that. It's just to try to eliminate some language from your vocabulary that denotes expectations and takes you away from that positive nature of the intention. And so to be specific about it, it's words like, I need to do that, or I'm supposed to do that, or I should do that. Instead, in your intention, you can say, I choose to practice, I want to include, I decide to whatever that is. So changing from supposed to, should, or need to, and using words like choose, want, and decide. And those kinds of words really help you in writing an intention. So those are the words of intention and also of accountability. Because when you decide, today it is my intention to choose, whatever it is that your intention is to choose, to choose opportunities to be positive, or to choose opportunities and take risks, or I want to be able to move and give space for myself to have compassion, or whatever your intention might be. I mean, it's different for everyone, and it's different in every context and every circumstance. But using that kind of language instead of I need to complete this task, saying today I choose to work on blah, 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 whatever it is, and I want to complete this before the day's through. Or, just ways that take the pressure off and eliminate that heaviness and that negativity that are around those words. And it's almost like you can feel it when you say it. And so that's one kind of language that you can really work on. And then I know when I was a teacher for so many years, my kids would say, I can't do that. And I say, that's a word that you have to not use in your language. You say, I can, I could, I will. Not, I can't, because if you say you can or you say you can't, you're right. I mean, that old saying that you would say to kids or to whomever. So I can, I could, I will, again, gives you the freedom to believe in limitless, possibilities. And we've talked how important possibilities are. So I don't know, do you have some experiences around that language? And maybe Jay can share too his experiences in trying to eliminate that negative language from his vocabulary as well.
Well, I think a very powerful word is willing. Today I'm willing. And I think also practice is a good word. Because intentions are new for our listeners possibly, but even if they're not, when you're doing something new, something different, allow yourself time to practice. You know, you need to allow that transition period from knowing that this is what you want and being able to do what you want. So allowing that time and being willing to practice, and for there to be, you know, days where you don't necessarily achieve it, but that's okay, and that you can keep going forward because you're practicing. I think that is really important, especially for those of us who, you know, like to beat ourselves up when we don't do things, you know, right the first time, or, you know, to a certain level the first time or something like that. And so when you put in the word practice, then you allow for it to not go perfectly, or for there to be, you know, slip-ups and stuff like that, because you're allowing yourself that time for practice. So I think today I am willing to practice is a good way to start an intention, and whatever that thing is that you're wanting to practice would come after. Those are the words that I use.
Yeah, and I think that makes a huge difference on the energy that you feel and the heaviness that you feel, and it helps you to be accountable to what you want. And so beginning your intention with, I am willing to practice. And then whatever that is, I am willing to practice choosing myself today. And I'm willing to practice compassion for others and for myself. I'm willing to, you know, whatever it is, because when you say practice, it doesn't denote that there is a specific outcome, but that you are working towards something. And I think that's what takes us from intention to intention, from expectation. And we've talked about how harmful expectations can be. But Jay, as you've worked through some of these principles and strategies, what's been your experience with expectations and trying to, and then being willing to practice intention?
So one of the big things that I have in my head right now, as far as a long-term goal, is to get a new job. And as Kelly and I have discussed that, this job will most likely be out of the state. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into that. And I want to get there as soon as possible. And so it creates this sense of urgency that I think has, in a way, backfired, because I've set up these expectations for myself of, I need to get my resume done as soon as possible. I need to get this, you know, I need to get this studying done so I can get this certification done as soon as possible, because I need to get my resume out there as soon as possible and start interviewing and looking for jobs as soon as possible. And I overwhelm myself. And so I've set some very high expectations of myself because of this sense of urgency. And when Kelly was talking about the call tonight and intentions, I realize that that's something that I really need to do, is start setting intentions around how I'm going to get from here to there, because it is going to be a long journey. And when it started, I didn't anticipate how long it was going to be. So I really set myself up for disappointment by having these expectations of, we're going to be on the other side of the country in 2 months. And, you know, that's not that that's not possible, but that shouldn't be my goal. So that's something I want to work on. And when you started off the call talking about practice, that was actually the first thing I wrote down as I was taking notes, being willing to practice, because that could mean so many things to me right now. But even just something as simple as being willing to practice setting intentions, because it's something I tried years ago when Kelly first started doing Fearless Living, like a decade ago, And I've done it a few times over the years, but not enough for it to be a skill that I've acquired yet. So I need to be willing to practice that, and I think that's something that I'm going to try to get out of tonight.
Awesome. So I was kind of listening to your language as you were talking, and were you aware of what word you used over and over again?
Not really. Did I say have to?
No. You said need.
Need to, yeah.
Yeah, need to, which is the same connotation, have to, need to. So just being aware of that and then using that word I'm willing to practice intentions. So if is writing intentions something that you would like to try to maybe create one now and see how that felt?
Sure.
So what is one of the need to's that you would like to turn into an intention? You said need to write my resume, need to, you said a lot of different things. So what one would you like to work on?
The one that is sort of first in the list of things that needs to get done is studying for a certification that I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been kind of daunting because the amount of studying that needs to happen before I can take the test is a lot more than I originally anticipated. So I thought I was going to be studying for maybe a couple weeks, maybe 1 or 2 hours a day, and now I'm realizing it's going to be maybe 5 times that much studying, whether it's more hours per day or more weeks.
Or longer.
And it kind of overwhelms me, especially on days when I don't find time to get studying done because I feel like I've lost another day, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so I've set myself back another day and then I beat myself up about that.
Right. So you're kind of on your wheel of fear?
Yes, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So you're instead of moving forward, which is your intention, do you feel like you're stuck?
Sometimes, yeah. Kelly was at Disneyland on Saturday with Daniel, and so going into that, I thought, wow, this will be great. I'll have the whole day to study. I had it all mapped out. I was going to study like 4 lessons in my study guide, and I got through 1. And it was very depressing.
So your intention was, today I need to complete 4 modules because I have time because Kelly's not here. That was your expectation?
That was my expectation, yes. It was a very big expectation.
Okay, so if you had said, what could you have said that would have taken it from an expectation to an intention?
I don't know.
Well, you use those words that you were talking about before, willing and practice and could and want and...
Let's see. I have so many to choose from. Choose to, want to, and willing to.
Well, yeah. So maybe start out today, and this would be like it was Saturday. So today I'm willing to practice what?
Today I am willing to practice focusing on my studying. I don't know. Today I'm willing to practice studying like I used to be able to in college. I don't know.
Okay. Well, think about that for a minute. So when you were in college, what other responsibilities did you have when you sat down to study?
My main responsibility when it was time to study was to not play video games while I was studying.
Uh-huh.
I didn't
now
really have
Kelly,
a lot of responsibilities back then.
Yeah, with Kelly being gone, how many kids did you still have at home to take care of?
For most of the day, 3, because I dropped Arisa off at a friend's house, so I had the youngest 3.
So the 3 youngest. So, I don't know. And Kelly, jump in if you want, but could it be today I'm willing to practice using my time available beyond caring for my children to study? I mean, does that
feel
more?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
something like today I'm willing to use my free time to study. One thing I'd like to insert here is that there were 2 things that I wanted him to get done and things that he had been procrastinating for several
right.
months, and he got both of them done. So I think that that's something that he should definitely be acknowledging himself for. He may not have gotten a lot of studying done or as much studying as he wanted done, but he got 2 major things done that really supported us accomplishing what we have set out for ourselves this week. So I think that he should definitely acknowledge himself for that.
How does that sound? How does that make you feel, Jay?
A little better.
A little better.
It, like I said,
are you willing?
I had
are you willing?
A big expectation on myself. So even though I knew that doing those other tasks that I had been assigned, that they were being productive, I mean, I didn't feel necessarily unproductive overall. I just didn't feel like I was being productive in the way that I wanted to be.
Yeah. Are you willing to acknowledge that setting expectations doesn't move you forward?
Yes.
So when you practice intentions, how will you know that you are really practicing an intention and not just disguising an expectation?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Well, how will you know? How will you know? How will you feel?
I would not feel stressed or anxious if it were an intention the way that I would if it was an expectation.
Right. So as you're learning and being willing to practice intentions versus expectations, the way you feel about yourself and the way you see your accomplishments is going to be different. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah.
So when you won't feel stressed, you won't feel discouraged or disappointed, and you won't beat yourself up if you're writing intentions. Is that fair to say that's what you...
Yeah, and thinking back to that word practice, I think what gets me hung up on the studying is that I'm studying towards an end goal, and so when I don't get the studying done, I feel like I've let myself down. But I think at least initially to get myself some momentum, I need to focus on studying just for the sake of studying. Just
okay, you could. You could. You don't need to. But you could. And you can do that, and then you can observe the outcome of how you feel and whether the next day your intention is to move forward some more. And just that baby step momentum is going to get you further than the discouragement, the despondency, the beating yourself up because you haven't reached an outcome that's expected. That you're expecting to get to this point at this point in time, but you're willing to practice given time that you can spend studying. And I don't, is there a, when you're studying, is there an environment that allows you to be more effective and actually retain more than you study, even if it's for a shorter amount of time?
I feel like I get more out of my studying when I'm at work, but that's tricky because when I'm at work, I'm supposed to be working. So, you know, I try to find a couple hours of downtime in the afternoon, and that has worked on some days and not on other days.
Mm-hmm.
At home, I've
usually
been...
Is that okay with you?
With me?
Is it okay with you that it doesn't happen every day, but when you do have the opportunity, then do you acknowledge yourself for having taken that really productive time in using it? Or
I mean, yeah, when I'm at work, I don't feel as much of an expectation because at work it really does feel like, oh, you know, if I can find the time, that would be great. It's more of the studying that I get done at home because I have this expectation of myself that I'm going to be able to study every day. And it doesn't happen every day. It's more like every third day.
Right. And are you willing to let go of that expectation and create an intention that's realistic?
That's the tricky part, because that expectation
tricky
was
What's
very
tricky?
Well. The expectation I set of being able to get this certification done very soon kind of relies on being able to get a lot of studying done, and so I set a very high bar, an unrealistic bar, and I'm having trouble letting it go.
Okay, are you willing to practice letting that go?
Yes.
I'm curious, is it serving you?
Is what serving me?
Having that expectation.
No, it's filling me with lots of negative thoughts whenever I'm not staying on track, which is most of the time.
So would you rather have some time to study that was positive, even if it didn't meet this unrealistic expectation, or do you want to hold on to that expectation that makes you feel discouraged and unhappy?
Well, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound very fun at all. I can see where you're going with that. Yeah, it's a choice I have to make, and I realize that, and so it's, you know.
Good for you. It is. It is a choice, and it's a choice between what two things?
Between accomplishing things at a realistic pace that I would feel good about versus at an unrealistic pace that is probably not going to get me there any faster, maybe even slower, and I will be beating myself up the whole time.
Great. Great. That's a great awareness. Now you can just, if you can sit with that and really, because I know, I shouldn't say this because I know you too well. Do you think you spend more time in your head or more time in your heart when you're trying to make these choices?
In my head.
Yeah. So can you let that set in your both your heart and your head and give yourself a break and have some compassion for yourself and look at this more in a way of having compassion and kindness for yourself in order to move ahead and not be tied to an expectation, but work through an intention that you can pace yourself that allows you to have that compassion for yourself.
Yes, that was very long, though. I'm going to have to find a way to write that down that is more concise, but I like that.
Because, I mean, have you done your wheels?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. So having compassion for yourself is really important because it keeps you out of the land of expectation and more in the land of intention. So I would just encourage you to be kind, to be in the process and being open to realistically moving through your intention and not being tied to a time, really to a time frame or to a specific outcome, so that you're still enjoying being a dad, you're still able to be productive at work, and you don't become so consumed with an outcome that you know, your progress in other areas is affected as well. Because it's a process, and this is a process that you've now realized is going to take you longer than you had expected. So now if your intention is to complete the process in a compassionate way without the stress and the negativity, you may be surprised that you move more quickly because you aren't in that mindset of urgency and beating yourself up, those words that you were saying, disappointment.
I can see it hopefully moving me forward faster. I mean, if it doesn't, then it doesn't, but I could see it moving me faster because on Saturday there were a lot of times where I was out doing other things. I was, you know, taking the kids places, I was going to lunch, I was getting parts for some projects that I had to work on. I was doing the projects. I was getting kids to bed. There was a lot of time where I couldn't study. But when I did have some blocks of time to study, I was I wasn't able to, and that really frustrated me because I couldn't get my head into a place where I could focus on what I was studying, and then that made me feel bad, and then that made it harder to study. It was counterproductive. Mm-hmm. And if I could get rid of that those counterproductive negative feelings, I think I would actually be able to get more studying done in less time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've come to some real awarenesses, and I want to acknowledge you for your willingness to talk about this, and I think we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
At least on my clock it says already that we're out of time. I haven't heard her say goodbye. But I think we are out of time. Has she said goodbye, Kelly?
She hasn't yet.
Okay. So, Jay, congratulations. And I can't wait to hear next week how your willingness to practice affects your capacity to have compassion and kindness for yourself and to move forward in your studying. Just think of that you're choosing to do this, that you want to do this, and that it's a choice to look at it in a compassionate and realistic way.
All right.
Okay.
And thank you for sharing with us tonight.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right,
okay, Miss Kelly, I think that our show's over.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is. Thank you, everyone,
yeah,
for joining us tonight.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.